Commissioner, you believe in the First Amendment, don't you?
I do.
I mean, all parts of it, all you know, all rights we have, your right to practice your faith, your right to petition the government, right to assemble, freedom of press, freedom of speech. You believe in all that?
Yes, Congressman.
Why do you ban Dave Portnoy from NFL games?
And pardon me, I couldn't hear your question.
Why do you ban Dave Portnoy from NFL games? He's a journalist. In fact, he's a sports journalist. Why is he banned?
Congressman, I'm not familiar with that issue. I'm happy to check with my staff, but I'm unaware of that.
Oh, that was Jim Jordan who,
incredible.
All you got to do is do a Google of Jim Jordan and see some of the stuff about him. But it really is amazing because, look, I don't want to get into right and left because I'm sorry. If you only think one way, you're a moron too, because you're just not open to thinking, in my opinion. But beside the point, it's unbelievable to me that the commissioner of the National Football League somehow got politicized in the questions he was asked.
It was amazing. If you didn't know who was asking and you just read the question, you know exactly what side. It was insane. It was so over the top. And that one about Portnoy, just as a brief aside, like so comically, like you caught him in a lie. You caught Goodell in a lie, and now you can say he might be lying about everything. So one of Portnoy's like 1,000 tweets since this has come out.
Of course.
So Roger Goodell's never heard of Portnoy, at least according to Goodell.
Okay. Yeah.
Portnoy just rattles off. He was arrested at NFL headquarters protesting Brady.
Kind of a big deal.
He organized all the clown. Remember the Goodell clown towels and shirts at Gillette?
Yeah. I was there that night. Mike Kent's got one, yep.
He ran Mike Kensel out of the Super Bowl Media Day, got kicked out of Super Bowl Media Day, dragged out of the Super Bowl in handcuffs, and this is really the coup de grace. He won a $250,000 COVID auction to watch a game with the commissioner and then had it denied. So to suggest that he doesn't know who he is outrageous.
Yeah, Goodell got caught in that one, and it felt like he knew it was coming, didn't he?
When sort he was of, like, I mean, he gets set up big time.
Yes, Congressman,
Do you agree with the First Amendment? And he's like, yes. All parts of it? Like, come on. Dude, I just said yes. Like, how somebody can make Goodell sound somewhat sympathetic is also maddening.
Oh, my God. There were people who were like,
yeah, you know what? I'm kind of on his side. You're like how can you be?
And people wanted to drink strychnine. They were like, you're making me side with Roger Goodell and all of this.
It's terrible.
So this took on an amazing kind of life of its own yesterday.
Yeah.
So we had heard, or heard is the wrong way to position it. We saw on the Twitter of Adam Schefter that the opening remarks from Roger Goodell were already out there. So he had 6 pages of a 6 or 7 minute opening remarks when this whole deal started. And, John, let's go with the Florida guy first, if we can, so that we'll go chronological, because
Florida guy.
Florida. Florida Representative Byron Donald.
Okay.
So Goodell gets done.
Yeah.
You've got the madam chairperson with her gavel and banging away and all this stuff, right?
Yeah, it's really well done.
So Goodell gets done. It's automatically segued right to Florida Representative Byron Donald, who jumped all over this. This is fantastic. So we're 10 minutes into this.
Right.
And here's your first objection.
And I will do my best to answer your questions.
Thank you for your testimony and for coming today. I now recognize myself for 5 minutes.
Madam Chair, I have a parliamentary inquiry.
The gentleman is recognized.
Madam Chair, the U.S. Supreme Court case, U.S. versus Watkins, makes clear that Congress's investigative power must be related to and in the furtherance of a legitimate task of Congress. Especially in light of the testimony by Mr. Goodell, how does continuing this hearing actually relate to a legitimate task of Congress in the face of record high inflation, record high gas prices, a completely unsecured border, a fentanyl crisis that is killing more people between the ages of 18 and 45 than any other cause in the United States, a baby formula crisis, a tampon crisis? Madam Chair, the commissioner has just detailed in his own testimony that the Washington Commanders, Redskins, whatever you choose to call them, have been held accountable. They've made necessary reforms to the organization. You got a chair here for Mr. Snyder, who told the committee he was not going to be here.
The gentleman will suspend.
Madam Chair, what is the purpose of this
suspend.
What is the purpose of this
the
hearing?
The gentleman will suspend. This is not about a stated parliamentary inquiry.
That is the parliamentary inquiry, Madam Chair. What is the purpose of it? You can bang the gavel all you want, but I don't really care. What is the purpose of continuing this, Madam Chair? That is the parliamentary inquiry. And how does Congress's business actually be continued? How does Congress's business actually be continued by continuing this hearing?
The gentleman can co-sponsor. Okay. All right. I now recognize
this is a cluster F already.
Kangaroo court. This is a kangaroo court.
Where's the Undertaker? I mean, like the locker room lawyers.
How we get anything accomplished is beyond me. I mean, I guess you could argue we really don't. But, like, this is – what is happening with that whole thing? Explain to me what the angles are and, like, where we're going. And then Goodell's just sitting there like, oh, my God. How can I not be the biggest boob in a room? Like, apparently show up there.
So, basically, Byron Donald was saying – this is a sham, but he tried to do it from the legalese end of it, or at least by the way it would go down. And most would stand up and go, this is horse shat. But he had to position it in a way
that
other politicos were going to be able to react to.
He mentioned the baby formula, mentioned the tampons. He had a lot of takes.
There's,
Commanders, Redskins, whatever you want to call them. Oh, we'll call them the Commanders. That's the name of the team now.
I think Jim Jordan called them the Redskins.
Yeah, he just kept rolling.
He didn't change that.
Nope.
Now, I know we had a little tiny bit of this yesterday of the representative from Texas whose name is Pat Fallon.
Yes.
Who mentioned all of the nicknames of Tom Brady.
It made up several of them, by the way. These aren't Tom Brady's nicknames. Nobody calls him most of these.
All right. Well, we heard the shortened version of that. So here is the
and John,
we might have to start and stop this because, like, to your point,
some of these are off the rails. Yeah.
But this was the so again, we are Roger Goodell. They're investigating workplace environment. They have owners who don't want to show up, and Representative Pat Fallon from Texas decided to do the Lord's work get after Roger Goodell on Deflategate.
To be frank with you, I'm angry and I'm concerned. Last week marked the 50th anniversary of Watergate, which was a scandal that led to a series of felony convictions and the first resignation of a United States president. And it tore at the very fabric of American society. And a scant 7.5 years ago, another scandal rocked our nation, threatening
seven
the very core
and foundation. Can we stop for a second,
John? Stop. 7.5 years ago. I was trying to think. When he mentioned 50 years, I go, is that Deflategate? I'm like, how long ago was this? 7.5 years. He's like, here's my time. I've been sitting on this thing for over 7 years getting ready to talk to Goodell about it.
I mean, so basically.
Good Lord.
So he's got, he is comparing Deflategate to Dick Nixon standing there. I am not a crook doing that. So he went.
Unbelievable. Who would the Woodward and Bernstein be of Deflategate?
Oh,
who would those guys be?
It'd be Peter King and
Mort. Mort. That's not fair to
Who's
Woodward
the,
Bernstein.
Judy Batista from NFL. Yep. I think some others who got burned.
Yeah.
All right, so we're picking this up with Representative Pat Fallon from Texas, who is comparing.
He recognizes how long ago it was. That was probably his first mistake. He shouldn't have mentioned 7.5 years. Maybe some of us would have thought it was 4 or 5. No, it was 7.5 years ago.
Watergate, Deflategate, all the same. All right, here we go.
Another scandal rocked our nation, threatening the very core and foundation of our republic. Being, of course, Deflategate, where in an AFC championship game, the NFL footballs, the pigskins, the rock, the pill, the hand egg, the melon, and the leather was mysteriously.
Okay, stop, John.
So you know what this is?
I didn't realize that guy said that.
So I did this once. We had to write speeches in high school.
Speeches.
Yeah, and for a couple of terms, I just went to the thesaurus and looked up every word. I was describing somebody that had like a sweaty shirt, and I referred to it as like just, you know, wet, soaked, saturated, dripping. Like I just looked up the thing, and then we had to present these speeches, and people were looking at me like, I thought it was going to be kind of a funny bit. Not one person cracked. Nobody liked it.
No one.
And this
hated
is what
it.
This guy's doing in Congress. He just went to a thesaurus.
He's doing.
He looked up every. What are other words for football? Why? Why do you need 20 words to say what a football is? Like, I'm not sure what he means.
And by the way,
pigskin rock, got it.
I would think that considering he is comparing Deflategate to Watergate.
He is. A bit of a leap.
Most people are generally aware of the American history of Watergate and what it meant.
Right.
And yet, if Deflategate was so big, I don't know if he would necessarily have to do the deep dive as to what it was.
100 names for a football. Awesome. Maybe he'll have some ones I've never heard of.
Well, all right.
Possible.
This is Pat Fallon, representative from Texas. Again.
Good use of his time.
Going in on Goodell on Deflategate.
And the leather was mysteriously underinflated by 2 PSI, pounds per square inch. This led to a multifaceted investigation, months long, thousands of dollars spent. Where the goat? Mr. California Cool, the real Slim Brady, the master of the tuck, the Lord of the Rings, Tom Terrific. Tom Brady was suspended by the league. Mr. Commissioner, I'm sure you're aware that many in New England.
Up there. He was so excited about all the nicknames for Brady. By the way, he didn't even say TB12.
He didn't.
He didn't even say TB12.
That's the one that people stick the most.
Tom Terrific, though, Brady tried to get
Try to get the copyright
on that. And I think they were like, nah.
Well, somebody, I forget who.
Tom Seaver.
Oh, okay,
he's
there
Tom
you go.
Terrific.
That's right. So the Mets must be in on that, too.
I got to be all over that.
Yeah.
But he just named a whole bunch of these. King of the Tuck Tuck Sound. He's the Lord of the Rings.
Oh, my God.
Nobody calls him any of these. But, like, all right, we got it.
More Pat Fallon. All right, he's zeroing
he's,
in.
He's got,
on
finally, we're getting somewhere.
Mr. Commissioner, I'm sure you're aware that many in New England worship Thomas Edward Patrick Brady Jr. As a demigod of sorts. And being a New England native myself, I don't blame him one bit. So my point here, sir, is that this country simply can't afford another scandal, particularly a preventable one. So I'm surprised that in reviewing the league rules to prepare for this hearing, this critical hearing, we uncovered that the NFL requires footballs today to be inflated to a gauge pressure of between 12.5 and 13.5 PSI. And the rules don't state and specify the temperature at which these measurements are to be made. And the pressure temperature law states that there is a positive correlation between the temperature and the pressure of a gas when there's a fixed volume and mass. So how can we, Commissioner, guarantee the consistency of the PSI levels of footballs moving forward?
Well, Congressman, it's been quite a while since I focused on this issue, but I'll tell you, our procedures now are that our game officials make that check prior to the game. And so they are the ones that do that individually. And then the balls are under protected order from that point on.
Wow. So what Roger Goodell just admitted there is that if they're all doing that, by the way, because I'd love to see the reports.
Doubtful.
Because they said they were going to track this to kind of see if science really did affect footballs. So what Roger Goodell kind of rolled out there is, women in the workplace, we're not on that. Air pressure in footballs, by God.
Yeah,
we have mounds of paperwork that we follow all of this.
Priority.
I mean.
Priority number one.
You knew somebody was going to go in on Deflategate.
But
if for anything to use it as a, this is what you. So a guy like Ben Roethlisberger gets 6 games. But Tom Brady gets 4 for footballs?
But so what you just said right there in 3 seconds would have been a much better use of time than what that guy did in 3 minutes.
That's why he's got a grandstand.
Well, I understand that, and he had all the nicknames.
Get on the table and dance for it.
He bought
like,
a thesaurus.
Seriously.
He had to use it. So but you're like, why couldn't you have just gone with the anyway, why couldn't you have just cut right to the chase with that and been like, all right, here are some major issues that you have. This is not a major issue. And yet you spent so much time and money on it. And that thing was this close to the Supreme Court, by the way. It was this close. So, I don't know. I think even Patriots fans are over, or at least, don't want to talk about the Deflategate anymore. And here's this guy
but
going
again,
on and on and on about
the
it.
NFL worked themselves into this. And, and these people really could have sunk their teeth into Roger Goodell. And instead it turned into, let me ask questions about my friends. Let me bring up stuff about Deflategate.
Let me get some brownie points from my base. That's what most
Bingo,
of it was.
Right?
Yeah.
Instead of going after this guy for what really does matter. And you heard the madam chairperson say, or at least it's out there, that, we're going to subpoena Daniel Snyder.
Daniel Snyder, yep.
You know what?
He had a chair there. It was an empty chair.
I got to be honest with you. This is the first time where I really think the NFL is in some trouble.
Well, NFL or just Snyder?
The NFL, Snyder et al. Because here's the thing. Once Dan Snyder gets in front of everyone, and these people in Congress kind of have all the paperwork and things like that, they know that it's a charade, and they've already called out the fact that there was the shadow investigation from Snyder and things like that. They've finally worked it to where an owner actually has to stand there where there could be real repercussions.
Yeah.
And actually, if he lies like Goodell did, they're gonna at least come down on him. They're finally to the point to where they're turning up the heat on the NFL, where NFL owners are going to have to sacrifice one of their own. Dan Snyder, it was nice knowing you, friend, because in 2 years, you'll have about $6 billion when you sell a team in Washington, D.C., because that guy is toast. They're actually going to get someone. I can't believe it.
Just how much does he have on the other owners? That's the only thing that will prevent it. Like, are there enough owners that are like, if he goes down, he's going to try to take me with him?
I don't know. That's
now, because you need the majority to vote him out, because one thing where Goodell was like partly right but also very semantics was he was asked if he's going to basically get rid of Snyder, and he's like, I don't have the ability to do that.
I don't have the authority to do that. That's
you kind of do, though. Yep. Like, it does have to start with you, right? You're not the be-all, end-all, but you need to get the process going, and I wonder if that's something that eventually he has to do.
Well, the other part of it, too, is yes, those owners have to vote him out, but those owners also have to vote in the next person.
Right.
And if the Denver Broncos, great franchise, right? All due respect to them, they were $4.65 billion in a sale. Dan Snyder's going to get $6 billion.
Commanders?
So on some level, he is going to have to, like, kind of play with them a little bit, and the owners are all going to – like, these guys are all going to have to work together. Now, by the way, there is the other part of the – whatever Dan Snyder bought in for, he's going to make more money than he ever thought on it. Mm-hmm. And if you're another NFL owner – you want him not only gone because he's duplicitous.
He's an easy target.
But you also want the net, like, oh, we got $4.65 billion for this franchise. Well, let's get $6 billion for this one. Because
you want Bezos to come in and buy him.
No, well, if Washington gets to $6 billion in a sale, guess what?
Everybody goes up.
The Patriots just went up to $7
billion. Yep.
The Cowboys went up to $10 billion. So
for
it's like, hey, listen, you're going to get rich. Don't narc us. You're going to get more money than you ever thought. Sorry we got to throw you out, but how about this? Don't hire a play-by-play guy who was on audio. They had the audio in Congress yesterday of Larry Michael being like, boy, that I don't know what's going on with that intern. Yeah, the one in the black pants. And it's like, I saw her yesterday and I saw her today. I don't know what the F's going on there. They played the audio and Goodell, like they went back to Goodell and it was like one of those Family Guy deals. And I'll do it looking at the camera. They're just like staring at the camera and being like, oh my God, I can't believe they actually got the audio of that guy. But it's becoming the audio sound clip that is representative of what the Washington Redskins were.
Right. And now
they want the Commanders to be something different. Now.
And you're right. Maybe they will. Because I mean, they found a way to get Jerry Richardson out of there, right down in Carolina.
They
did. So it's not like you're an owner for life.
And
right? It kind of feels like it at times, but not the case there.
And his team only sold for I think like $2.5 billion. The next one went to $4.65 billion. These owners, they love their money.
Yeah.
Now, one other country heard from, John Gruden, who is embroiled in the NFL chicanery as well.
Okay.
The statement from John Gruden's attorney, Adam Hosmer Henner, said, this is great, and it's a note, by the way.
Obviously.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
It was apparent from Commissioner Goodell's testimony today that the NFL is still resisting actual accountability and is only willing to be selectively transparent. In the John Gruden lawsuit, the Nevada court comprehensively rejected the NFL and Commissioner Goodell's attempt to compel arbitration and conceal their conduct from the public. If they do appeal, we welcome the opportunity for the Nevada Supreme Court to issue a published opinion confirming the rulings and invalidating the NFL Constitution and the unfair arbitration provisions the NFL has hidden behind for so long. John Gruden, fight matters to many more people than just himself, and real accountability won't exist till the NFL's misconduct stops being addressed behind closed doors.
He'll get some sort of payoff, but we'll never see him again. He'll never be a broadcaster again.
The drums are beating for all of these owners in the NFL. And you're right. There are some that are pucker butt right now.
They're like, what do we know? What have we said? What other emails are out there? The whole thing.
Oh, boy.